The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Friday afternoon. And with us, as he is each and every Friday, is Jeffrey Pitts. He is a staff writer for City View, and he's got all kinds of things to do in the metro, and kind of that's what he does. It's just kind of, he's the lifestyle guy. What's happening, Jeff?
City View,
yeah. It's Iowa's independent newspaper.
Maybe that is so.
Central Iowa's independent magazine.
Yeah.
News magazine.
Things to do.
Yeah, stuff going on in the
metro. If you're
looking
for something to do, pick us up.
Yeah, there you go. That's so what are you writing about now?
Oh.
What are you doing? Can you give us a preview?
Preview of the upcoming April issue? Katie Colissimo is writing about the Iowa Cubs preview.
Yeah, okay.
April's right around the corner.
That's right. Play ball.
Are you a baseball fan?
I am. I love baseball. I don't know anything about like the players or anything, but I love going to the baseball games. I love going to the baseball games because it's so relaxing. Yeah. It is just so, you know, you don't have to watch it like you do hockey.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, you can just kind of visit with people.
Yep.
Have a little something to drink, maybe something to eat, and visit with people. And it's the sunshine. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Just enjoy being outdoors in the summer.
It's nice.
As long as it's not 130 degrees.
Well, I know that, and by the way, the Iowa Cubs are working with some of the bicycle groups here in town.
Hmm.
So it's Ride to the Park on Sundays. So they've got a bike valet, and you get a reduced price ticket if you ride your bicycle to Principal Park.
Nice.
So there you go. Just a little side note. Get a hold of Katie. Have her put that in.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you working on?
I'm working on violence in the houses of worship in Des Moines.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And just what people, what churches and other places are doing to, you know, take precautionary measures against some of the things that are going on.
You know, our synagogue here in town, it was really interesting. They have for years employed a police officer.
Is that right?
To stand guard. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's too bad that you have to have that stuff going on, but it's reality. All right.
Craziness.
So violence in houses of worship and the Cubs.
Iowa Cubs and let's see. What's the other main feature? I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank. Well, that's all right. We'll have to pick it up at the newsstands in April.
That's right.
All right. What do you got going on?
Okay. Okay. Also this weekend on Sunday, local history series, Iowa's Misbehaving Women.
Ooh. Oh, I know some of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I even know some misbehaving men.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we had a little story last week, you know, the Iowa legislature.
Oh.
Was, you know, they were a little preoccupied last week with some stuff. Go figure. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Back to the action. It's been said that well-behaved women rarely make history. As it turns out, Iowa has plenty of women who made history by behaving in uncommon ways.
Really?
Learn more about this heroic, amusing, imaginative, and nervy individuals at the Waukee Public Library.
Huh.
1 to 2 in the afternoon, Sunday.
In Waukee.
Yep.
I can't imagine for the life of me that any... What are these women again? These are...
It's titled... I'm not calling them this. This is what the author is calling.
Right. I know.
I was misbehaving women.
So I can't for the life of me think that any woman in Waukee would be misbehaving.
Hmm.
Ever. None. Zippo. Never happened. Johnston, maybe.
Johnston, maybe.
But not Waukee. Come on. This must be historical. I'm sure it is.
Also Sunday is the Waukee Fire Department's chili cook-off.
Is this the Waukee Report?
Yes.
The Waukee Fire Department chili.
What's your favorite thing about Waukee?
I like, here's, you know, this is what I like about Waukee.
Mm-hmm.
They got in a real match, you know, a real legal issue with University of Wisconsin. over the Flying W.
Oh, that's right. Just vaguely remember
that's my favorite thing about walking.
Did they win? How'd it come out? You always lose that one, right?
I think you do, yeah.
Unless they just let you. Sometimes they'll just say, you know what? Use it.
Yeah, I know. But hey.
I wonder, do they still use it?
They use some kind of a Flying W.
Can you just change it slightly?
I think they did. I think they tried that. They painted it purple or something. I don't know.
So this is the Waukee Public Safety Building Chili Cook-Off. Sounds like a good time from 2 to 4 Sunday afternoon. Next week, attend the RRVT Waukee Trail.
That's the Raccoon River Valley Trail.
You got it. Yeah. You got it. There's a public art ribbon cutting and lighting ceremony going on. The mayor's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
The Betterment Foundation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all there.
It's going to be a good time.
I have a Jim Miller will be there as well. Yeah. Jim Miller is one
Which Jim Miller? There's lots of. Oh, my know, first thought is of a Bears quarterback from the 90s.
This is the Waukee Jim Miller.
Okay.
I wonder if Waukee Don will be there too. I'm sure he will. But anyway, this is.
Yeah, Jim Miller will be there. And Randy Jensen and Bill Purdon.
Mm-hmm. See? Did I call it? Yeah. I know those
Nothing happens in this town without you.
I know those Waukeans.
Okay, let's see. What else we have? Oh, I missed one. Saturday, Vegan Fest. I know you'll be there. Would you ever be vegan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I could be that, yeah.
How far away are you?
A long way.
What's your biggest weakness?
Corned beef.
Corned beef.
Oh, I had it last night, as a matter of fact.
Really?
It's great, yeah.
I do love corn. I don't have enough corned beef in my life.
Yeah, you got to get some.
And St. Paddy's Day went by. What'd you do for St. Paddy's Day, by the way?
I was doing synagogue business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's see. What else we have here? What do you want to know about in Waukee?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Waukee Report. Tune in again next week, and we'll do the Johnston Report or the Clive Report.
Here's something going on. Hoyt Sherman and art exhibits, new art exhibits coming in. Actually came in earlier this week. They're doing their 5-year art restoration program.
Oh, yeah?
To date, 53 paintings from the collection, from a Chicago collection, have been conserved. And
They're going to show them off.
Yeah.
That's nice. Great. And that's at Hoyt Sherman.
Hoyt Sherman. This is going on, ongoing.
Ongoing.
Yep. Opened earlier this week. It sounds kind of cool.
Anything next week? You got anything going on?
Well, that is next week.
Oh, that is next week.
And then, let's see, what else we got?
You got a lot of paper over there. Were you scribbling this on the way down?
I was, yes. This is the least prepared I've ever been.
I understand that. Because you're so busy.
It's deadline week.
Busy, yeah. See? That's the one word about you.
That's right.
Busy.
Next week, downtown, 1007 East Grand Avenue, the Iowa Women's Art Exhibition.
Yeah.
No word. This is the state capitol. No word on if they're misbehaving or not.
I was going to say, that's in Waukee.
That's in Waukee,
but downtown,
right.
They're the Women's Art Exposition. Very nice.
It's free, open to the public. And three female Iowa artists whose works capture the beauty and balance of nature are featured in a new exhibit on display in Governor Kim Reynolds' formal office at the state capitol.
Oh, at the state capitol, yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Yep. You ever do art?
I flunked paper cutting in kindergarten. I couldn't quite get the line straight. So you're out. You just can't do it. All right, that's it.
That's it.
We got a wrap. Women are misbehaving.
Doing art.
And doing art.
Collecting Easter eggs.
Yeah, all right, we got it all. All right, that wraps it up for another week, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back, God willing, on Monday with more of the Business News Hour. I know, we just have fun on Friday afternoon, right? Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
You bet.
For Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business in the News Hour, Patrick Wood, the brand manager for the radio station, Mary Sayer, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group, Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Thanks for hanging out with us all week long. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.